mom. And I don't remember just exactly what I called my dad in my early life, you know.
But later on it was always father, I take it?
Yeah, I believe it was, her dad.
I see. Yeah. Okay. That's great. And what about names for your grandmother and grandfather? What did...
Well, I don't think we knew them that well.
So I guess maybe if you ever...
Just grandmother and grandfather is all we... What few times I ever remember seeing them is the way we referred to them.
I see. Okay. And do you remember what your parents called you? I mean, were they, all of the children together, were they called children or other names? Or kids? Or?
Just the kids. Okay. Just the kids, I guess, yeah.
Okay. And what would you say that your parents brought up, or what's a synonym for brought up? How many children were there in your family?
I had one brother and one sister. There were three of us.
So you'd say that your parents, three children, did you say raised or reared?
I would say raised.
Okay.
Right?
That's great. And what about if, for example, did you have the same appearance as your father, or pretty much?
I don't believe I understand your question.
Or would people say that your appearance was much like your father's?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. This is very true, extremely true in my case.
Really? So would they say that you looked alike? Is that what they would say?
You bet. I remember one time there was a fella, he was a generation older than myself, but I worked with him quite a bit. And his name was Shorty Hockett. He lived down the country here, 7-8 miles. Run across him one day and we was visiting. We got along fairly well. He says, Lee, he says, you just don't realize how much you look like your dad. And incidentally, when I was a kid, I'd known his dad. And I said, Shorty, I bet I don't look a bit more like my dad than you look like yours. And it was the truth. Shorty looked just exactly like old man Hoggett.
Those are great stories. Now, you talked about being born out in the countryside. Who delivered you, do you know?
Well, I'm kind of ashamed of myself, and I can't give you a precise answer to that. But I can't.
Was it a doctor?
It was a doctor. He lived here in Upton, and I wished I could tell you his name, just not only for your benefit, but for mine too. And when it come time for me to be delivered, my dad come to town and got him a team wagon. And I was the youngest of three children. And when my brother was born, my mother had a midwife when he was born. And I can't even tell you that much information about my sister, who was the oldest. Just born right there on the ranch.
Did they have any other name for a midwife? Is that what they always would call her? Would be midwife?
I think so.
Have you ever heard anything like granny lady?
No.
Okay,
no,
I understand.
No, no.
Okay. If a man and a wife decide that they love each other and they go to church, they get married? Okay, I guess, can I get you to say that?
I would think so. You're wanting me to say the word married?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay, I need you to say that.
Yeah. Well, I said it. the word married.
Okay. Amen. And she would be his...
His wife.
And he would be her...
Husband.
Okay. And sometimes it's done civilly, and other times it's the ceremony is performed in a...
In a church.
And sometimes if you go to church... The preacher will preach a
sermon.
Any other names they might call that?
Message, perhaps.